It's important, folks, as we continue with the program, that you have the tree list down. The tree list is a basic association list, and for some of you, it may have been a little bit difficult. Most of you, we found it very, very easy. But as we go on, you'll see how your mind begins to flow more with the exercises that we do, keeping in mind that we are only now continuing to exercise the mind, getting it to think in a different way. Let's continue. What we're going to do now is learn another technique, and this particular technique is called chaining or linking. Let me explain it first, and then we'll do an exercise, which will be fun for you and exciting, and you'll see how it works. Chaining is simply taking a picture in your mind of one thing, a picture of another thing, and putting both pictures together in your mind in some crazy way. Example, a mountain lion is one picture, and a fur coat is another picture. Put both of those pictures together, and maybe you have a mountain lion wearing a fur coat in your mind. You could see that picture in your mind very vividly and clearly. It's a crazy, ludicrous picture, but what you've done is chained or linked to pictures, which are very dissimilar, they're not the same at all, and put them together in a way that doesn't really make any sense. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to call out to you a story. And when I call this story out to you, I'd like you to sit back, close your eyes, and I want you to vividly see, in your mind's eye, the story as I call it out to you. Now, when I say vivid, I mean vivid. Well, let me explain it. At one part in the story, I'm going to refer to a black limousine. When I mean a vivid picture, I mean the picture must be so crystal clear, so descriptive and detailed that you know whether it's a Cadillac limousine or a Lincoln limousine, or maybe it's a Rolls-Royce or a Mercedes limousine. You need to know, are the windows blacked out? Does it have an antenna on the back, or does it have any fancy writing on the limousine? What do the wheels look like? The point is, you need to be descriptive. At one part of the story, I'm going to talk about a letter. Well, what color is the letter? Is there a postage stamp, or is it metered? Is there a return address on the front? And if so, what does it look like? Is it addressed by handwriting or typing? And by what color? The point I'm trying to make again is, your picture, as I call the story out to you, must be vivid and crystal clear. Let me give an example of a vivid, crystal clear picture. Close your eyes, and in your right hand, I want you to vividly imagine that there's a lemon. And I want you to feel that lemon in your right hand. It's yellow. You can actually feel the texture. You can feel the knobs on the end. What I want you to do is put that lemon down in front of you on the table. Take up a shiny knife, and you can see it in your mind's eye crystal clear. Begin to slowly slice that lemon with that shiny knife. And as you do, you can feel the knife penetrate the skin and cut the lemon in two halves in front of you. Pick up one of those lemon halves in your right hand. And as you do, squeeze slightly and feel the juices ooze through and down through your fingers and into your hand. Feel the texture of the skin and the juices, how it's sticky. Hold that lemon up to your nose. Smell that lemon aroma. I want you to open your mouth right now and bite into that lemon. You can open your eyes. Some of you probably have the locked jaw right about now. When I do this in a large group, it's funny to see the expressions on people's face and the grimaces as they go, ooh. If you have a mouthful of saliva, that means you got a vivid picture. You see, a vivid picture is vital in memory. In the previous lesson, we talked about how the mind thinks in pictures. We're going to work and continue with that thought and clarify this photographic memory that you already have. Since your mind thinks in pictures already, you really do have a photographic memory. A photograph is nothing more than a picture. Well, again, I'm going to call out a story. And when I call it out, close your eyes and vividly see the story happen in your mind's eye. The most important part, folks, is vividly see in your mind every single picture as I call it out. Again, as an example, at one point I'll call out a padlock. You need to have a picture so clear, so vivid, just like that lemon, that you can see the color. You know if it's a master or a Yale lock. Is it a combination lock? Is it a key lock? Is it an old rusty lock? Is it a new shiny lock? And one part of the story I'm going to call out a long house trailer. Well, what color is the house trailer? What does the house trailer look like? You need to vividly see that in your mind. And another part in the story I'm going to talk about a fur coat. What color is the fur coat? Is it long? Is it short? You need to be vividly descriptive in your mind's eye. Okay, I'm going to begin. Sit back, close your eyes, and I want you to see this happen just like a real life scene. Vividly see these pictures as best you can. Keep in mind one additional point. Whatever you vividly imagine, the body cannot tell the difference whether it's real or vividly imagined. You see that lemon that made saliva in your mouth? That was an imagined picture, but your body reacted the same way as if it was real. This is an important part of memory, because whatever you see with your eyes gets photographed and locks into the mind. If you vividly see a picture, the body does not know the difference between that is vividly imagined and that is real. So let's use that fact to our advantage as we vividly see pictures in our mind's eye. Okay, let's begin. You see a Statue of Liberty with a torch and a book. And on top of the Statue of Liberty, there's a big fat man. In his right hand is an electric power drill. In his left hand is a bar of soap. He drills into the soap, and out of the soap comes tumbling purple pennies. They fall onto a padlock, which is on the back of a long house trailer, being pulled by a big black limousine, which is being driven by John Travolta, who's wearing a black Stetson hat, a black vest, and black leather boots. Sitting next to John Travolta is Kathy Lee Crosby. She's wearing a pink polka dot bikini. On her lap is a letter to her agent. In the back seat is a big St. Bernard, who's wearing a big fur coat and a diamond collar. In his mouth is a ham bone. A mountain lion jumps in the back seat, grabs the ham bone, jumps out the other side, runs up a palm tree, and the palm tree falls on the Statue of Liberty. You can open your eyes. Now, many of you had a difficult time, perhaps, vividly seeing those pictures because you don't know what purple pennies look like. You couldn't really decide what type of house trailer you wanted to picture, so your mind was trying to figure it out and really couldn't. And that's okay. This time we're going to do it again, and this time you'll see that your mind will go much faster than it just did. I'm going to call it the same story. This time you'll notice something. Most of you will be right along with me. The pictures will come faster. They will be more descriptive. They will be more colorful. They will be more vivid. They will be more detailed and crystal clear. And some of you may actually go ahead of me because you will recall what the next picture is supposed to be. Notice this phenomena. This will be exciting for you. Okay, sit back and relax. Close your eyes to help you focus. Vividly see these pictures in color, crystal clear, in complete detail in your mind's eye. Feel the feelings, smell the smells, get all of your senses involved. Imagine that these are real pictures and you are there watching it. There's a Statue of Liberty with a torch and a book. And on top of the Statue of Liberty is a big fat man. In his right hand is an electric power drill. In his left hand is a bar of soap. He drills into the soap, and out of the soap comes tumbling purple pennies. They fall onto a padlock, which is on the back of a long house trailer, being pulled by a big black limousine, being driven by John Travolta, who's wearing a black Stetson hat, black vest, and black leather boots. Sitting next to John Travolta is Kathy Lee Crosby. She's wearing a pink polka dot bikini. On her lap is a letter to her agent. In the back seat is a big St. Bernard, who's wearing a big fur coat and a diamond collar. In his mouth is a ham bone. A mountain lion jumps in the back seat, grabs the ham bone, jumps out the other side, runs up a palm tree, and the palm tree falls on the Statue of Liberty. Open up your eyes. Most of you are probably right along with me that time. Now let's review something. These pictures, are they in color? They should be. Are they descriptive? For example, what type of soap did you picture? Is it a very clear picture? Do you know exactly? What did Travolta have on his feet? They must be black leather boots. The reason I ask the question is this. When you picture something vividly, you know exactly what it is. When you see it kind of half-baked, kind of fuzzy, kind of foggy, you're not sure. Some people may have said black shoes. If you said black shoes or anything except black leather boots, it means one thing. Your picture wasn't vivid enough. That's all it means. We're going to do it one more time. This time I'm going to go a little bit faster. And again, close your eyes to help you focus. See these pictures in complete color, vividly, and most descriptively as you can. And we'll begin. There's a Statue of Liberty with a torch and a book. And on top of the Statue of Liberty is a big fat man. In his right hand is an electric power drill. In his left hand is a bar of soap. He drills into the soap. And out of the soap comes tumbling purple pennies. They fall into a padlock on the back of a long house trailer being pulled by a big black limousine, being driven by John Travolta, who's wearing a black Stetson hat, black vest, and black leather boots. Sitting next to John Travolta is Kathy Lee Crosby. She's wearing a pink polka dot bikini. On her lap is a letter to her agent. In the back seat is a big St. Bernard, who's wearing a big fur coat and a diamond collar. In his mouth is a ham bone. A mountain lion jumps in the back seat, grabs the ham bone, jumps out the other side, runs up a cherry tree. Was it a cherry tree? No, it was what? A palm tree. When I said cherry tree, I guarantee every one of you almost opened your eyes as if to say, Kevin, that was wrong. It wasn't a cherry tree. And that's good, because you knew that it was a palm tree. Why? Two separate pictures. Did I make any mistakes during that story? Of course, we didn't finish it. What happens to the palm tree? You're right, it falls on the Statue of Liberty. Well, we're going to do something a little bit different now. I want to help your mind focus. One of the first things about the memory program is to help the mind get focused. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to stand up. That's right, stand up. And I'm going to call the story out to you, but we're going to play Simon Says. When I call out the story, I will say, repeat. You then repeat the words with me. At the same time, vividly see the story happen in your mind's eye. What's happening now is we're adding another dimension, which is the verbal. Before, you were just picturing the pictures. Now, you're going to be picturing the pictures and repeating the words. It's going to help the mind focus. Okay, standing up. Let me go first, and then I'll say repeat. There's a Statue of Liberty with a torch and a book. Repeat. There's a Statue of Liberty with a torch and a book. And on top of the Statue of Liberty is a big fat man. And on top of the Statue of Liberty is a big fat man. In his right hand is an electric power drill. In his right hand is an electric power drill. In his left hand is a bar of soap. In his left hand is a bar of soap. He drills into the soap. He drills into the soap. And out of the soap comes tumbling purple pennies. And out of the soap comes tumbling purple pennies. They fall into a padlock. They fall into a padlock on the back of a long house trailer. On the back of a long house trailer. Being pulled by a big black limousine. Being pulled by a big black limousine. Being driven by John Travolta. Being driven by John Travolta. Who's wearing a black Stetson hat, black vest, and black leather boots. Who's wearing a black Stetson hat, black vest, and black leather boots. Sitting next to John Travolta is Kathy Lee Crosby. Sitting next to John Travolta is Kathy Lee Crosby. She's wearing a pink polka dot bikini. She's wearing a pink polka dot bikini. On her lap is a letter to her agent. On her lap is a letter to her agent. In the back seat is a big St. Bernard. In the back seat is a big St. Bernard, who's wearing a fur coat and a diamond collar. In his mouth is a ham bone. A mountain lion jumps in the back seat. Grabs the ham bone. Jumps out the other side. Runs up a palm tree. And the palm tree falls on the Statue of Liberty. Now, most people tell me that when you're recalling the words, that the pictures don't come as quickly, and sometimes it's tougher to get a vivid picture. And that's perhaps true. Before you had your eyes closed, you were completely focused, but now you are talking and trying to picture at the same time, and it can be a little bit more difficult. Remain standing. We're going to do the exercise one more time, but this time you're going to say the story with me. In other words, I will not say repeat. When I say begin, we both say it together. Okay. Say the words and vividly see the pictures in your mind. The key is vividly see the pictures in color, descriptively. Alrighty. Let's begin. There's a Statue of Liberty with a torch and a book. And on top of the Statue of Liberty is a big fat man. In his right hand is an electric power drill. In his left hand is a bar of soap. He drills into the soap, and out of the soap comes tumbling purple pennies. They fall into a padlock on the back of a long house trailer being pulled by a black limousine, being driven by John Travolta, who's wearing a black Stetson hat, black vest, and black leather boots. Sitting next to John Travolta is Kathy Lee Crosby. She's wearing a pink polka dot bikini. On her lap is a letter to her agent. In the back seat is a big St. Bernard, who's wearing a fur coat and a diamond collar. In his mouth is a ham bone. A mountain lion jumps in the back seat, grabs the ham bone, jumps out the other side, runs up a palm tree, and the palm tree falls on the Statue of Liberty. Fantastic. Grab a seat. Now, what we're going to do is exactly the same thing. Some of you are probably thinking, we've done this five times now. Well, yes. This is a very important exercise. This act of repeating these pictures helps the mind focus and gets you to vividly imagine photographs that you create on your own. We're going to do it again. You can sit back, close your eyes. This time, I'm going to be like the Federal Express commercial. I'm going to speak as fast as I can, and you'll notice something. Most of you will keep up with me without any problem, and many of you will actually go ahead of me because you can think faster than anyone could ever talk. Think about that. You can think faster than you can speak. You can think faster than you can write. That's why a memory is so important, because you can remember things faster than you can ever write them down. Okay, sit back, relax, close your eyes. In color, vivid, descriptive, detailed, crystal clear pictures in your mind as I call the story out to you. There's a Statue of Liberty with a torch and a book, and on top of the Statue of Liberty is a big fat man. His right hand is electric power drill, his left hand is a bar of soap. He drills into the soap, out of the soap comes stumbling purple pennies. They fall into a padlock on the back of a longhouse trailer being pulled by a big black limousine, being driven by John Travolta, who's wearing a black Stetson hat, black vest, and black leather boots. Sitting next to John Travolta is Kathy Lee Crosby. She's wearing a pink polka dot bikini. On her lap is a letter to her agent. In the back seat is a big St. Bernard, who's wearing a big fur coat and diamond collar. In his mouth is a ham bone. A mountain lion jumps in the back seat, grabs a ham bone, jumps out the other side, runs up a palm tree, and the palm tree falls on the Statue of Liberty. What I'd like you to do now is take out a piece of paper. And I'd like you to write down the Statue of Liberty story. Only writing down the key pictures. Example, your list should go something like this. Statue of Liberty, torch, book, fat man, power drill, bar of soap, purple pennies, padlock, longhouse trailer, limousine, John Travolta, black Stetson hat, black vest, black leather boots, etc. So write that down now by memory, and you should have no problems whatsoever. You'll be amazed at how fast you can recall these pictures. Go ahead, shut the tape off now. Okay. Many of you are probably thinking to yourself, this is incredible. I remembered all of those things. Well, the fact is, folks, you could remember 500 things just doing it the way we did it. We only reviewed it in about 10 minutes. It wasn't very long. And keep in mind, we haven't even begun to do the exercise yet to train the brain. We're just beginning. But I hope you can see how fast your mind and memory actually work. Before you go on to the next lesson, go to the workbook, review the exercises that are in the workbook for this lesson, and make sure you have the pictures vividly in your mind, and make sure you have the Statue of Liberty story down pat.